Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, race fans, it's the Speedway Anywhere podcast, blogtalkradio.com/Speedway Anywhere. Your stock car, Indy car, any car, no matter how many wheels. And yeah, we haven't covered a lot of two-wheel, motorcycle and motocross and whatever this year. Hey, they should put motors on unicycles. Can you imagine that? But yeah, see how I did that? Stock car, Indy, any kind of car. We even covered Demolition Derby and all kinds of horsepower hijinks. We have a live in studio video feed on Facebook Live, by the way, and what I call side-by-side, two-wide live, as far as the Blog Talk Radio site and the Facebook Live site. Just go to facebook.com/SpeedwayAnywhere, go to the page, like it, add yourself to it, and you can listen in and watch in-studio shenanigans. Not that it's been that exciting lately, but hey, it's there. Or if you're on my own page, the live feed is also available throughout the show. Tune in, watch in, call in. Like I said, two-wide, side-by-side, live, blog talk, radio. .com and Facebook Live. The studio number is 917-889-2053. I'm your crew chief Q. My usual sidekick, Captain Kurt, will be on with us. It's now Tuesday. What the heck is the date? I should know by now. It's now Tuesday, September 3rd, day after Labor Day. We weren't on yesterday because of Labor Day, so we're on a Tuesday. We're typically live Mondays and Thursdays at 7 p.m. Central Time, by the way. So it is now that time of year. I'm not saying that the major series are over with yet, but we are starting to count down. We're over the hill. We're over the top. We're coming down the other side and making the postseason play in most sports means that the rest are eliminated. You know, if you're XYZ team and you don't make postseason play, you're not going to be playing through the playoffs and the championships. Though in NASCAR, everyone races up to the final race, no matter what. And even though those teams won't be eligible that are outside of the top 16, or when it gets eliminated down to 8, they won't move up in that 8. And then, of course, at Miami, every field is set down to 4. So that's big difference in auto racing. Making postseason play is dependent upon which series you're racing. Eight drivers have the chance in truck. 12 drivers have the chance in truck series. I got this stupid thing that kicks in at 7 o'clock all the time. And I got to get rid of it. Know any guys with the smarts? Some nerds? Nerds in a good way. So, going into the end of the season, the final championship chase races, the trucks get 8 starts. Or 8 drivers that get to make a start in the final 7 races that get dwindled down and eliminated. The Xfinity Series get 12 possible players in that 7 races. The Cup Series, on the other hand, get 16 drivers that can make eligibility. And we're going to go through that. We're going to be going through it soon. If you don't understand it, don't feel bad, because I didn't. Until I started doing this crazy podcast thing a couple of years ago. So making the playoffs really doesn't mean anything. The drivers, my notes are screwed up. The drivers go into it, you know, at 16 in the Cup Series. Now, 4 will be eliminated before the next set of races. The next 7 of the races. After that, after the next 3, there will be 3 races where it goes down to 8 drivers. And then after that, it sets the field for the Final 4 at Miami. I hate explaining this without being able to converse with other people, because it would make more sense, as it suddenly did toward the end of last year when I was trying to explain it. And the guy was like, "You don't know anything." And I'm like, "No, I got it figured out." But sure, you can constantly and consistently make all the cutoffs, but until you get down to that grand finale at Miami, it's mano a mano, and only one gets carved in the history books. And it's still actually possible that a driver with no wins can take the championship. Now, totally unlikely, but mathematically possible. So let's go back to 2003, I think, when Matt Kenseth took the championship without a win that year. This was before the chase, but this was the reason for the chase being put in place. I'm not trying to rhyme there, by the way. So back to making the playoffs. Big deal. 16 drivers make the Cup field. Racing against typically 37 or 38 in a possible field of 40, because that's all they're able to fill out for the Cup Series. But you get into that top 16, if you're at the 16th or the 15th or the 14th, some might consider that an accomplishment in points, but really it's not. I mean, if you're riding around trying to achieve a 16th place in the final points before the chases begin, you haven't done anything. Xfinity has a field of 12 contenders for the playoffs, and they always have a full field of this year is 38. Next year it's going to be 36. But those... like Ryan Sieg, who's pulling up the tail end in 12, he really ain't got a prayer of advancing to the next round in the Xfinity Series. Now, I know we want to stick to the news about Cup, but I want to stick to the fact that the trucks only get an eight-truck playoff field for their championship. I kind of wish that's the way it would go for the Xfinity Series. Maybe 10 for the Cup Series, but 16 is just ridiculous. I think they just want to provide a spot so a guy who's slacking like Jimmy Johnson and them can still have a chance at advancing. I guess my overall point is the Cup Series is nothing to get excited about for that 16th place cutoff spot. Who cares? They'll dwindle down to four drivers at Miami, and I don't think Jimmy Johnson's going to be one of them. So there's one to go for that spot for Cup, by the way. Last weekend's race at Darlington was the second to last before the chase begins. And then Indy is the cutoff for the Cup Series at the Brickyard 400 this coming weekend. Now, when I was doing all of my notes, I was doing them following the race at Darlington. As far as the Xfinity Series points. came to find out bigger news than the winner of the race and the usual big three that were in the top five, and the fact that Dale Earnhardt Jr. showed up even after his plane crash. Denny Hamlin took the win. Denny Hamlin lost the win. Throughout all this, the guy that inherited the win, Cole Custer, in the 00, he had a tribute paid scheme to Buckshot Jones, Roy Buckshot Jones, by the way. Unfortunately, he was no longer at the track when Custer found out that Denny Hamlin had been disqualified. We got more stuff about DQ and not talking about Dairy Queen. Custer found out that he inherited the win. So Hamlin disqualified. Custer got the win. Custer didn't need a win at this point. Like I say, the win you're in scenarios as far as the top 12 going into when they begin their chase. Sorry about the hiccups, folks. But Hamlin disqualified, and this is not the first one this year. By the way, Ross Chastain, as soon as he moved his points over to the Truck Series from the Xfinity Series, Chastain got a win. His truck was determined to be too low in height. God, I wish Kurt or somebody was on the line with me, because it was the details are escaping me. But yeah, I think it was at Iowa. Chastain got a win. Chastain had a win, by the way, prior to him being points eligible in the Truck Series. So I think I'm going to do some type of award at the end of the season. Maybe call it the Golden Suspenders. There's been so many teams suspended times disallowed in qualifying due to pre-race inspection, that kind of thing. I'm surprised the entire fields haven't been reversed and sent to the back. How would you even do that? I love the concept. I just don't know how it would work. But yeah, golden suspenders of a different sort. Give it to the team who gets the most suspensions and disqualifications, most ejected crew chiefs, car chiefs, maybe drivers for being suspended for failing a drug test. A lot of that going on at all levels and teams as of lately. I know this has gone on in years past, but it seems to be rather prevalent, I guess would be the word. There's a lot of drivers that are not allowed at this time. I would like to point out Tyler Dipple, the gentleman, call him what you will, that left a prescription in Tyler Dipple's personal vehicle, admitted that the pills were his and somehow ended up in Tyler Dipple's backpack. Who do we got here? It's not the one that I wanted to see. I'm still waiting on a call to come in. Tyler Dipple, his suspension has been reversed. I'm sure he's still going to get the speeding ticket where the prescription pills were found in his vehicle. But so far, I mean, we got Matt Borland, long renowned crew chief, multiple successes in stock car racing. And then there's also other drivers throughout the year, other crew members and whatnot. We'll do the math. We'll give out the Golden Suspender Award. I'm going to reserve judgment on all of it. I just think it's going to be fun. So if we can do the Golden Suspender Award and DQ Award and all the above, we'll sorry, I can't find my notes here. We'll wait till the end of the year. A lot of that going on, all levels. And let's hope it doesn't majorly affect things as we are now looking at the championships coming into play. The trucks are already in their chase. And then the Cup Series has one more to go after Indy. The Xfinity Series has one more to go, or excuse me, two more to go before that all hits that cutoff point. I'm going to bump to bumper music here. I'm getting a little strain in the voice after, 18 and a half minutes. Not too bad. So we'll be right back.
today. I've been watching NASCAR and drinking beer. That's your favorite sport. Yeah, NASCAR is too. You know, NASCAR is very hot right now. Oh, I know. Everybody loves NASCAR. Well, Sweet Daddy said it's just a bunch of guys driving in a circle. Oh, I know. That's my favorite part. They're making a left turn. It's a sport that's easy to follow when you're hammered.
So it's the 116th race at Darlington Speedway for the Cup Series. Probably the most historical speedway of them all. I got a freaking fly cruising around in there. Some people might argue that Martinsville is. Well, it's not my favorite race on that flat half mile. Darlington, thank God. And this bug needs a zapper. They added lights, but they didn't even have lights until 2004. It wasn't until after that that they had a night race, and that schedule got juggled. There was Darlington got moved to the middle, late November of the schedule. Got moved back to May, kind of the day before Mother's Day race, and then returned to its rightful place as the actual Southern 500 on Labor Day weekend. Speaking of things some don't have, I was talking about lights there. Jimmy Johnson doesn't have a win for over 2 years. It was June of 2017, his last one. Was at Dover, and he has one last chance to make the playoffs next weekend at the Brickyard 400. But guess who does have a win? It's Eric Jones. He has it all now as he picked up his first career win in Cup Sunday night, Monday morning. You know, depending upon where you are in the U.S., it was, I got more messages coming in. Got to take a look. Let's see how things are going. All right. So it ended up being a rain delayed, and it was my time, past 8 p.m. And even by the time the checkers fell, it was past midnight. So late Sunday, early Monday. And then those on the East Coast, add another hour to that. It was a early Monday morning finish for Eric Jones. Now, Eric Jones has it all now. As he picked up his win and he's locked into the chase, he completed the list of drivers at Gibbs as winners for 2019. His three teammates, Kyle Busch, Denny Hamlin, Martin Truex Jr., all have four wins. Gibbs compiles 13 wins of all the races that have went on this far. And that's over half right now. It was 26 races in the regular season. So this locks Jones into the chase, but he was really never threatened to be locked out. As he sits 12th in points, Jones became the 10th driver with at least one win this year. And of course, that gives them the win you're in. So it was Eric Jones in first, Kyle Show, Kyle Larson in second, Kyle Busch in third, Kevin Harvick in fourth, and Brad Keselowski in fifth. Now, if you're Eric Jones, spelled with a K, Kyle and Kyle, And then Kevin Harvick, 2 K's in his name, Brad Keselowski. So if you have a K in your name, you had a good day. It was a great finish for the top five. Clint Bowyer, spelled with a C, not a K, got a much needed top 10 finishing spot in six. He hasn't been holding on very strong, and we'll get to that in points. But then another K, Kurt Busch, not spelled like Captain Kurt, spelled with a K, finished seventh. The man of the recent hours, Matt DiBenedetto, got another top 10, finished eighth. Paul Menard, he suddenly came out and grabbed a top 10. Austin Dillon, by the way, finishing off in the top 10. Nothing big to mention for drivers outside the top 10, but Ryan Newman, Daniel Suarez, and Jimmy Johnson are going to need a miracle to advance through the top 10 and chase. Johnson is a long shot. Johnson is in the biggest deficit. Suarez and Newman are currently tied for 16th, but the benefit goes to Suarez based on bonus points and whatnot. So here we are. Here's the rundown. This, if it began today, I'll give you the 16. Kyle Busch, Joey Logano, Denny Hamlin, Kevin Harvick, Martin Truex Jr., Brad Keselowski, Kurt Busch, Chase Elliott, Kyle Larson. Kyle Larson is the first on deck that doesn't have a win, but he's safely in the points. Ryan Blaney as well. He's running 10th in points. And then I missed something here. Here we go. Alex Bowman grabbed a win. He's 11th. Eric Jones has just stated, grabbed a win as well. William Byron, the other Eric Jones. Eric Jones, the other William Byron. Call it what you will, the fourth guy out on both teams. Eric Jones has that win to lock him in. William Byron does not. Eric Almirola, he's 14th based on points, and he does not have a win this year. Clint Bowyer, Eric Almirola's teammate over there at Stewart Haas, he's 15th. He got a much needed, sixth place, did I just say? Yes, I did just say. And then Daniel Suarez, another guy at Stewart Haas Racing, right now would break the tiebreaker for that 16th spot. Right behind him, Ryan Newman in 17th and Jimmy Johnson in 18th. This would and probably will be the first championship that Jimmy Johnson has missed since the inception of the Chase format. The Chase format, like I mentioned a little bit ago, got put in place because Matt Kenseth didn't have a win in 2003. But he did come out and win two in a row at, I believe it was Atlanta and Las Vegas, in the second and third race of the year that following his championship. So the Cup Series heads to the Brickyard for this weekend on Sunday, September 8th. Keep in mind, Daytona and Indy will be flipped next year as far as their second races. Meaning the Firecracker 400 and the Brickyard 400, Brickyard will be moved to the 4th of July weekend. The traditional Firecracker 400 will be shifted to the final race before the chase begins. I'm trying to work a computer and you would think it was my first time. Let's see. It's not time for bumper yet. So we'll keep going. We'll keep going for a second on the Xfinity news. Captain, I see your call. I'm going to go through the rundown of the Xfinity series before I cut to bumper, and then I'll bring you right back in. Xfinity series. I kind of told Kurt this joke yesterday, even though it's not a joke. Dairy Queen isn't a sponsor in the NASCAR series this year, but DQ has been making news, and I'm not talking about ice cream. I'm talking about disqualifications. More on that in just a second. It was another bushwhacker field, and Kyle Busch wasn't one of them, by the way. Dale Jr., technically a bushwhacker, but we'll cut him a little bit of slack on that term. Dale Jr. joined the field after his plane wreck. It was kind of uncertain whether or not he was going to stick to his plans to run at Darlington in the Xfinity Series. Ryan Blaney was the chief bushwhacker for a lot of the race. Denny Hamlin also joined the fray. And like mentioned earlier, he was the ultimate bushwhacker, but he didn't get away with it. Even though I didn't get to watch it, I did tune in to MRN. And we had 2000 Cup champion Bobby Labonte calling it, selling it. It was a treat. If I got to listen to a guy live on radio, I think Bobby Labonte is about the best at it. He's a little more colorful. He's not colorful in a cursive way, if you know what I mean. Rusty Wallace sounds a little too politically correct, but he knows what he's talking about. It wasn't a Bush winning, but it was his teammate, Denny Hamlin, putting the whack on Cole Custer. Of course, meaning, you know, from the Gibbs camp. So Denny Hamlin, news came down on the wire as I was trying to write about, you know, everything that I knew from the day in the Xfinity series. And then it turns out Hamlin did not have the win. His car failed post-race inspection, and Cole Custer inherited the victory. Now, Ryan Blaney was looking for a victory in anything this year. He was looking good for a while. And he was strong, but ended up in fourth. Dale Jr. didn't push the issue too much and, you know, played it safe. And his car was fast. My God, I don't think he ever fell out of, well, where he finished in sixth, but at a asterisk to that. He found his way to sixth. I think Junior just likes to sneak in a field, have a good day, go home, and that's exactly what he did. You might remember that Dale Jr. retired because there was a lot of concussion issues as he looked into whether or not he wants to step away from the wheel in a race car. And I do think he's, to some extent, risking things. I don't know how the brain is designed. Does it heal up over the years? I've always been told that after you have one concussion, you're likely to have another. And if you have another, you're more likely to have the next. And call it what you will. You know what? That's his business. He rescued his daughter from a plane. Life is good today. Cole Custer is obviously locked into the championship. He didn't need the win, but he got it after Hamlin was disqualified. He was followed by Tyler Reddick and then Cup regular Ryan Blaney and Christopher Bell, another one of the big three there in the Xfinity series. all in the top five. So the big three all in the top five, and the DQ, the Dairy Queen. I wonder what DJR, Dale Jr., inherited the Dale, the DJ. I got DJ stuck in my mind after talking to him on NASCAR America a few weeks ago. So after Hamlin was eliminated due to disqualification, DJ Dale Jr., he ended up getting bumped up to fifth after finishing sixth. Points are pretty much what they're going to be for the 12 drivers going into the chase in two more events for the Xfinity Series. Tyler Reddick is on top. Christopher Bell, Cole Custer. There's your top three, your big three. Justin Allgaier is locked based on points. Austin Cindric, based on wins. Chase Briscoe, he's got a win. Noah Gregson, Noah win. he was my prospect for this year. If I had to sign one driver in the Xfinity Series, it would have been Noah Gregson. Michael Annette bookended the year winning Daytona and then winning. No, I got that wrong. That's in the Truck Series. But Michael Annette in eighth. Justin Haley won in the Cup Series, but not in the Xfinity Series, so it doesn't count. He's in ninth. John Hunter Nemechek. Nobody's heard of him, right? Brandon Jones. And then the field is rounded out by Ryan Sieg. 13th in points is Greg Gaulding, but is basically in an unsurmountable deficit. Over 100 points out of 12th with only two races left before the championship races begin. So unless somebody like John Hunter and Brennan Jones sit out the next two races. Greg Gaulding is not going to advance up into the 12th spot where Ryan Sieg currently sits. Xfinity, based on the field of 12, there could be some seeding that changes places. But other than that, the top 12 right now are it. Xfinity will join the Cup Series at the Brickyard this weekend, Saturday, September 7th. I'm going to cut to bumper, Kurt, and we'll bring you back in just as soon as what is that, like a minute and a half? I'll even play some Ward Burton for you.
I wish I had something I could shot through the window. But that's the 11th time this year I've gotten the hell knocked out of me. It just gets frustrating after a while.
11th car got into me, cut the left front down. We run like shit all day anyway.
He's a piece of shit.
God, you're mean. Are you with
me? If Ward Burton's been running like shit, what does that make the crew? Been wanting to say that for a while.
Huh. Not quite sure about that. I want to cruise to a quick little truck update. NASCAR Gander World Truck Series had the weekend off after racing another road course across the border in Canada. That marked the second race of the Truck Series chase. Brett Moffitt, who was already locked in to advance to the field of six in the final four races after his last win. He also won on Sunday in Canada. The trucks, of course, only have a field of eight, which will be narrowed down to six after the next race. Speaking of points, Brett Moffitt, he's up there with two wins. Ross Chastain, pretty safe, if you ask me. But he's going to need some wins. Ross Chastain, second up on the block, Stuart Friesen. Boy, I watched him almost fall out of that eight drivers for a berth in the chase. But he's third. Matt Crafton, who former champion and winless, just like Jimmy Johnson for the last couple of years. He's going to have to figure something out over there. Austin Hill. That's the one that I was trying to talk about earlier, who won at Daytona. Bookended the regular season. And he's fifth. Grant Enfinger, he's sixth. Johnny Sauter and Tyler Ankrum, they're the backmarkers. And whatever happens in the next race, they got to get something done. Otherwise, they will not advance.
Yep.
Like mentioned, Moffitt is locked. Chastain is sitting pretty. Friesen third, only separated by 6 points, though, over Johnny Sauter back there in seventh. Tyler Ankrum, on the other hand, pretty much needs a win to advance. So lock it in when you're in, and guess when they get to race next.
Huh.
Friday the 13th.
Huh. Hmm.
See how that all goes.
Hmm.
Let's see. I have to fix something like usual, and I don't know why it's got to be like this. I'm going to close out the original Facebook Live, and I'm going to open the other feed. A Facebook Live. I think they changed their rules. So, for the moment, we are only on Blog Talk Radio. blogtalkradio.com/SpeedwayAnywhere, 917-889-2053. I have to figure out my live feed here for just a second. Before we delve into the NHRA, which was some, if you ask me, pretty kick-ass news this weekend. Labor Day weekend, of course, the big event at Indy. Three, two, one, and we are back live on Facebook Live. So, yeah, the fact that I'm getting anybody on the feed is concerning me here. So,
well, maybe it's come on, Ghost of Fidel Castro, show up. We were talking about you last week. Come on. Come on, show up. Call in.
I think I'm going to go dually on this. Yeah, I don't know. I'll have to look into it. I wasn't expecting these problems, but that's fine. Let's see. 917-889-2053. We got
still here. Did I lose you? I'm not getting anything. I'm not hearing anything. still trying. Mm-hmm. Yep.